Follow us on socials at ESPN Houston, and don't forget to have our push notifications on.
I'm going to change your push notifications. Look.
It's John and Lance.
I destroyed.
John's ripping Coors Light families apart.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We got calls. Let's go. Anybody else wants in? 713-780-3776. Alan, let's talk about the Rockets offense. What do you say, Alan?
Hey, yeah, so it seems like to me back in the day, the Fat Lever, Alex English, Denver Nuggets, it was a total motion offense, and now it's all this pick and rolls, isolation stuff, people standing in the corners. I mean, that's why the Rockets defense or the Rockets offense is easy to defend.
They don't
get back
move
to the old school.
Well, I mean, to be fair, most of the league is at a higher scoring pace across the board, and most of the teams run the same kind of offense. Like, there's not a bunch of motion game. It's not really like that.
The Rockets have a fundamental problem on offense.
Yeah, I don't know that it's schematic. Ball gets too sticky too.
Their biggest issue is those guys can't dribble.
Yeah.
How many times you watch a rock with the basketball and they lose their handle?
Yeah. They lose possessions. Harder to score.
But the standing around is just awful.
This is who they are, and when you double Kevin Durant, who is your primary ball handler where he shouldn't be, that shouldn't be a thing, but it is, because as we talked about quite a bit, they did nothing to supplement their ball handling issues. And if Reed Sheppard can't be trusted to be a ball handler consistently, Amen can't do it, you're going to throw the ball to the best player you have and live and die with the consequences. And sometimes you get what you get last night. Their offense isn't going to change.
Their offense sucks.
It's not going to change it between now and the playoffs. So what do you do? Maybe you take Kevin Durant's advice, what he said post-game. Get him off the ball a little bit. Use him as a spacer sometimes. But once again, the problem is there anyone on that roster you can trust that when they have advantage with the ball in their hands, they're not going to dribble it off their knee, lose the handle? The Rockets don't have guys who can beat anyone off the dribble. That's a problem, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Absolutely is. Pena, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Sensei Lance, I got a question for you about the draft. Who are some guys that have a swarm mentality? I asked you about Anthony Hill, and I really, really want him because I think he does have that swarm mentality, and he just screamed at D'Amico guy. So who are some other guys other than Anthony Hill Jr.? Thank you. Have a great day.
Other guys who could be in consideration.
Swarm guys.
Yeah. I would say Emmanuel Pregnon, the guard out of Oregon, would be one of those guys. I think I'm trying to just stick with guys who the Texans could consider. I mean, I can give you a lot of them, but like, you know, Zion Young from Missouri would be one, a defensive end from Missouri, but they're not going to consider that. I would say Cade McDonald, defensive tackle from Ohio State, is definitely a guy like that. Chase Basantis, a guard from Texas A&M, would be a player who's a lot like that. This is a really good linebacker draft relative to most years. So, you know, I would maybe – there's some swarm-type linebackers in the second round as well. Chris Johnson, cornerback out of San Diego State, would be one, if you like cornerbacks.
Yeah, I like cornerbacks.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Keontae Scott, cornerback out of Miami, for sure is a swarm guy. I mean, I guarantee you that when D'Amico watched him on tape, he absolutely loves him. Absolutely loves him. Probably C.J. Allen, Georgia. I just think he's kind of average as a player, but he's a swarm player. Bud Clark, safety out of Tennessee, TCU. But once again, these are guys they're not drafting. So it's hard because most of what we know as a quote-unquote swarm player are defensive players. And I just don't think they're going to look at the defensive side of the ball.
Well, there's no.
I don't really know what it looks like.
I've seen some guards that quote, I want to punch kickers, my guy in the face.
Yeah, they all say that kind of stuff. Everyone now, ever since those things have gone viral about like when Booker came out last year and like, I want to move him and I want to take him against his will and do this. Now everyone's like, oh, you see that went viral? I need to say that too. Like, dude, I've watched you play. You don't do that to people. Stop.
Well.
Everyone wants to say that. But I did give you one. Like, the Oregon kid is really like that, Emmanuel Pregnon. Chase Besantis is a strong run blocker. I want ass kickers in the running game. That's why I've been on the Braden Smith, the guard thing, because I know he's an ass kicker as a run blocker. When are the Texans going to become ass kickers in the run game? I mean, that's really what they need to do.
Maybe you didn't see the 200-yard games they had this year.
I did. Once, the next to last game of the year,
yeah,
against the Steelers, yeah, followed by a terrible game after that.
And the other one was by a guy who didn't play until that game.
Who?
Little Jordan. He
is that the only 200-yard game
they had? Two.
Jawar Jordan at the end of the year. That was the only two games?
Two games, yeah.
Oh, wow. Got to get Keelan Rutledge, guard Georgia Tech. He is a sworn guy. I mean, he's a mean person as a football player, which I'm fine with. A.J. Halsey, formerly U of H.
Oh,
now
my guy.
Yeah, at LSU now. He's a swarm guy. He'll knock your...
but you ain't getting no safety.
He'll knock your penis.
Whoa.
He'll hit you so hard that
but
it shoots
not
off
getting,
your body.
But you're not getting...
You're not getting a safety, but he's one of those guys. Tradon Stukes, cornerback.
You didn't mention Rodriguez.
Yeah, Jacob Rodriguez, that guy, too. Jacob Rodriguez is a for real player. Yeah. He's a good player.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of have heard some stuff before I watched him on tape. I don't know. People kind of tried to – there were some people who tried to diminish him a little bit. I know he's draft people. I know the fans love him. He's got a mustache, all that stuff. And I'm watching on tape, yeah, let's see what he is. And I watched him, I'm like, you know what? He's not Carson Schwesinger from the Browns, who was defensive rookie of the year, but he's got some of that mentality where you watch him play. He tested better than I expected. Like, he's going in the second round. So, yeah, he's one of those guys. Once again, that's a linebacker. Brian Parker from Duke, center guard, might be one of those guys. He's a guy that I target for the Texans because he can play center and guard. And just because you have Evan Brown who can play center and guard, that doesn't mean they're done. Like, I don't know that Blake Fisher has a job when they break camp. I don't know that Jarrett Patterson has a job when they break camp. I don't know that Jake Andrews has a job when they break camp. These three guys may not have a job. So I wouldn't just write them in, pencil them in. I do not think Jake Andrews is a lock to make this team, not to mention start. I don't think that at all. So I would keep that all in mind. Keith Abney, cornerback, Arizona State, swarm guy.
Brendan Donahue has the Texans taking Emmanuel Pregnon with the 28th pick.
Be a little early for me, but, you know, it wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Well, if I know Nick, he'll trade down and grab him later.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, they have a 38th pick, too.
Or miss out on him.
They have a 38th pick. Yeah. Well, that's why if you like a guy.
Take him.
Yeah, take him.
And
you know
plus
what?
You give him 5 years.
You could say, yeah. You could say, what's a fifth-year option on a guard?
Yeah.
You might
plus
say.
Plus, you're taking him so low, he's not going to be expensive.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, maybe you'd rather a fifth-year option on a quarterback, for example, is really expensive. Fifth-year option on a receiver and pass rusher is going to be really expensive.
Yeah.
Fifth-year option on a guard, not that expensive.
No.
It might make guard worth taking late in the first round. That actually might be one of those things that teams start looking at and saying, more financial sense for us to do a five-year deal.
Yeah, you've been talking about that for years, about running backs.
Yeah. Oh, no, I firmly believe that running backs late in the first, especially if you have two first-round picks,
and nobody
should strongly be considered.
See, nobody does that.
Yeah, and then they end up giving them second contracts or letting them walk. I'm saying, dude, keep them for 7 years.
Man, how life has changed. How many running backs in the first round this year?
One. Yeah, it'll be one. Daniel Jeremiah just put in Jadarian Price in his last mock. Well, you don't know that yet, but I'm going to tape Mock Draft Live tonight, and it's going to be on NFL Network, and it'll be the grand unveil of Daniel Jeremiah's third mock draft. So I'll be on NFL Network tonight. Yeah, I got to do two TV shows today. The Insiders.
Are you going to rip him?
I'm going to rip him.
Are you
going to
come up and throw it in the trash?
I'm going to take a piece of paper. When I see Anthony Hill from Texas is not on there, I'm going to take it and I'm going to.
You going to throw it? Oh, you got Anthony?
I'm going to take a bag of trash and I'm going to throw
it in the garbage, in the dumpster.
I'm going to have my own bag of trash and a small little trash can and throw it in
there. You got to buy a dumpster, a little dumpster.
I really do.
You do.
I didn't think about that. That's a good
prop.
Bucky Brooks will get a big kick out of that. Like, well, since it's a mock draft, I feel like I have to do a trash can emoji.
Yeah.
Throwing in the trash.
Right, right.
It's a good one. I'm going to tell the producer, like, hey, can you get this ready? The black guy who throws the trash in the trash. You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I see it every time you put out a mock draft.
Dan Holden
always
does
it. All you have to do is go to yours.
The same guy does the same trash can, or the trash can that's on fire that's floating down.
Send it. Just go to your replies. Mm-hmm. And send him that video because mm-hmm. it's on yours, okay? 18 past, 818, 713-780-3776. Some good conversation this morning you guys have started, so let's keep it going.
713-780-3776. Because if you guys don't,
it'll be
airport talk all over again.
I like guys. We got to get the airport to the listeners.
And sticking with memes before we go, I saw one that was very insulting to Alperen Şengün. It was like Kevin Durant passes Alperen Şengün, and it was a guy shooting a piece of garbage into a garbage can.
That's ridiculous.
Alperen Şengün wasn't even there.
It wasn't last night. It was over the weekend. I was like, hey. Has he fallen that far?
You kind of liked it.
It's funny because it's so egregious. That's all.
It's funny because it's
no, not because egregious. It's true.
I said egregious.
Yeah, it's because it's ridiculous.
Time to talk a little underdog.
Yeah, underdog fantasy, man. Underdog fantasy. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the big tournament. The big tournament's coming up. It's going to be coming up this officially. I mean, you know, you get your play and stuff, but we're talking about, you know, the start. We're watching all these games on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, just games on games on games. It's awesome. Well, you know, the best way to watch these games, you get to a sports bar, you got all the TVs on, they start at staggered times, you're watching at different times. Before you know it, there's 2-3 games on at the same time. You know what's awesome? Having Underdog Fantasy app opened up and you've got your high or low where you've picked your stats to go higher or lower on these players. And then you combine 2, 3, 4, 5 players together. And the higher, the more picks you put together on the high or low on the pick 'em, the bigger the payout. It goes up to 5,000 times your original plays is the absolute highest you can get. But it's not unusual for people to get to 50, 60, 150 times their original play. It's just a matter of, you know, picking the right ones. So go do your homework. Get ready. And what's better than watching with just your brackets? Congratulations on your brackets. You lose a couple, you're done. You're out. With Underdog, you're always in the game. Watch the games. Play along at the same time with the Pick'em Challenge with Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance after you download the app. Promo code Lance on your first deposit. You're going to get $50 in bonus entries after you make your first $5 play. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, 823 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. In this segment, we're going to do the Zadik Gem of the Day. Mm-hmm. Okay. It could be the Rockets' offense in the fourth quarter.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah, the two free throws that they hit with 6 minutes and 12 seconds to play. They didn't make a basket until there was like in the final 30 seconds. Final 30 seconds down 10. Didn't make a basket. They had two free throws. So are Almen's two free throws the gem of the day from Zadik Jewelers?
No.
No?
You got to be serious about
this. What's that?
Be serious about this. We're not going to focus on a loss as a gem of the day.
Well, what could be possibly be? How about, I mean, our team, the Italian-American team, lost. That's not, we can't focus on
we
that.
We can focus on the happiness that
I've got,
Venezuela brought to Jose Altuve.
I've got I just sent the gem of the day to Dale on his email. I just sent it.
What do you mean you sent it? Zadik
Jewelers gem of the day. I just sent it in the email, so Dale will get that ready and we'll have it.
Well, I mean,
it's easy.
What do we have to celebrate yesterday?
It's easy. I've got our gem of the day. It doesn't necessarily pertain to you personally.
Was it a fight at the rodeo?
No.
No?
It's not a fight.
Did you see?
The gym of the day is not people getting their wigs pulled off.
Did you see there's a new rodeo dress code?
No. What is it?
Oh, yeah. They sent that out yesterday. New dress code policy. The new dress code. Proper attire must be worn. No torn clothing.
Mm.
Wearing clothing visible, tattoos, or any other attire bearing the name, insignia, colors, or other indicia of affiliation to a criminal street gang is prohibited.
So they're going to have a bunch of gang task members. I mean, what are they called? Task force gang task force members at the door?
In. You ain't getting in.
How are they going to know which tattoos are?
Excessively torn cloth, visible undergarments and or clothing, which by nature exposes excessive portions of the skin that may be viewed as inappropriate for a family environment.
Okay. Now, I feel like I can pick that out, but, you know, that's kind of been normalized where people will just wear, like, really short shirts. And sometimes it's always just like, oh, I wish it wouldn't.
Well.
For different.
Right? Well, yes. Showing excessive
porky, hog,
portions
fat ass,
of the skin.
Double wide, butterball.
Wait a minute. Does that mean if you have excessive skin? Excessive portions of skin?
I don't think it means.
I think it's a hoochie.
No fat asses?
I don't think
it's
it means.
It's a no hoochie rule is what they're trying to get away from.
I think it means, hey, cover up.
No hooch?
Doesn't matter what you look like, cover up. It's not
actually,
the place for this.
It's 2026 and we have to tell people. Well, can you please not bring the hooch to the rodeo fair and all that?
I guess
stuff?
What is, in your terms, hooch? Because
I see it in my head.
Jean shorts are popular. So
yeah, right.
How low,
I think there's a certain
how
length.
How high do the jean shorts it have needs to go before
did
it's
you
hooch?
Ever see Arkansas?
They show excessive skin.
Did you ever see Allen Iverson and Georgetown Hoyas?
They had the big
their
shorts.
Their shorts, yeah. So if girls want to wear it, it needs to be like...
To the knees?
Underneath the knees.
Underneath the knees.
You think girls want to walk around in cowboy boots and
it needs to look like
shorts?
Nolan Richardson's 40 Minutes of Hell, Todd Day shorts.
TJ Ford in that photo shoot or those giant shorts.
Something off the XL magazine
you know,
back
short
in the day.
Shorts, the Larry Birds are back.
Yeah,
I know. On the NBA level, but Lance is saying
I think you
shouldn't
the
girls
should
either. Go back.
No, when you can see the actual cheek, I'm just
watch
saying.
It.
At the actual rodeo, if you can see the cheek hang out, that's probably too
no,
much.
No, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's probably too much.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm
not saying guys aren't going to look.
Can't we be the judge of which cheeks are better than the man?
That's lawsuits.
You can't do
that's
that.
That's lawsuits.
But honestly.
Nope. Not
that's
allowed.
Lawsuits.
Got to have a standard
listen,
rule.
That one.
You have to be.
You're in.
You can't be
come on.
Subjective.
No, whoa,
you have to be objective.
No.
You can't have someone standing at the entrance going, hey.
You good. You no good.
It's not a
literally,
bouncer
you're
at a club.
The lawsuits you will get would be so. Yeah, that's exactly.
I'll do it.
Open up the velvet.
Yeah, you can't
the velvet
do that.
Up. You can come in. A guy with the earpiece in his ear and a task force member from the gang. No, that's rolling
sunglasses.
Clips. Okay, what else? What else you're not allowed? Torn cloth, booty girls. What else?
Wearing clothing, visible tattoos.
Yeah, but it can't just be visible tattoos.
Or any other attire bearing the name. Oh, visible tattoos that of gang names.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're going to have a...
How is some old white person supposed to know what tattoo is a gang tat?
Is that the Rolling Crips?
No teardrops.
You can't have teardrop tattoos?
Teardrop means...
It just means you've been in prison.
Yeah, but it also means you...
It doesn't necessarily mean you're affiliated now. That doesn't necessarily mean that.
Isn't it...
No, it doesn't mean you killed someone. That's what you're going with.
Yeah.
Even so, are you in a gang? You can kill people if you're not in gangs. It says they're right there in the
rodeo.
Yeah,
no, it does say in the dress code. It does say you could kill people.
It doesn't say anything about killing
you
people.
You don't have
it
to be in a gang to kill someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, right.
So what else? Anything else I need to know about? Can we still wear hoodies? Can we still wear caps?
Any clothing that intentionally obscures the face, unless worn for cultural or religious reasons,
or a
medical condition.
Like a medical mask.
Yeah.
So
but you
basically,
can't wear a shiesty.
No shiesties.
Yeah.
Because you can get away with stuff there.
Yeah.
No shiesties.
Yeah, no. According to rodeo officials, this is a family-friendly environment. We expect guests to act accordingly, including wearing appropriate attire. and demonstrating behavior that reflects the spirit of the rodeo.
How did rodeo get so janky?
Did this just come about in the last couple of days?
Well, honestly, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. After the big fight, I guess.
I did see him, but I was wondering if there must be other stuff going on besides
that.
This was coming, but the fight's exacerbated, or did this fight just bring this on?
I don't know.
I don't know if it's been building up.
I haven't gone for the last 2 years. I did go last year, but and it was fine last year when I went. Me and Mason went to Buns Night, the whole rodeo net with Drake, and that was fine. Was that 2 years ago?
Man.
The rodeo doesn't want to be a spring break attraction.
Man, we can't have those hotties wearing those short jean shorts and those cowboy boots out there, inappropriate attire.
Well, they have to just go to a certain length. They can still wear the jean shorts and the cowboy boots and the hat. They just have to fall below a certain point.
We don't know that.
Well, I mean, a woman could look great and still be covered, John.
John just wants certain women.
I know, but he can't get that.
He's not trying to outlaw it. He's just trying to limit it.
Yeah, I know, but he can't do that. It has to be a rule for all.
No, we can. Let's be subjective on this.
I think you have to be objective to avoid a lawsuit.
Well, I don't care about lawsuits.
Well, it's not your... Yeah, but it's the rodeo does. The rodeo does.
Okay. No, it's the rodeo.
Excuse me, ma'am.
We have a standard here.
Ma'am, your friend can come in, but we've designated you as a duff, so you can't do that. Your friend is a hottie. We have classifications.
You can't do this, John. Sorry, you can come
you
in.
You can't do it. You can't look at a group of three
yes,
girls.
Yes, no.
We have a hottie line here. We have the duff line here. The duff line can't wear those jean shorts. You can't do that to people.
Well, you can.
No.
Well, I mean, not legally.
No,
yeah, not legally.
They do clubs. At clubs, they do that.
You can't kill people either, but there's teardrops out there,
They don't want those either, apparently.
At clubs, they do limit you. How do you look? Are you cool
you
or whatever?
That's right.
At the rodeo, you can't do that.
But can you imagine what it would do to a friend group if they get together and dress up? They all want to dress up, and then some girls are allowed to look a certain way and others aren't?
Emma, we're so sorry that you're going to go. This is so wrong. We're going to talk to them when we get in. We're going to talk to a manager. We're sorry. And Emma's got to stay back. Just go have some funnel cakes.
No, it's just even...
Try to make a basket. Go have some funnel cakes. Here's $200 for you.
She may not... And someone would say the funnel cakes are the problem.
See, now you're actually part of the problem.
You're actually part of the problem. We're here now. You can't blame me now that we're here.
Listen, let's dress appropriately, okay? Little jean shorts.
Boots. Okay, you want to keep going the way it's been going. I don't have a thought about it either way. I just would hope that it's objective, not subjective, no matter what they do. Let's not pick and choose. Well.
Did y'all wear... You didn't wear any green today.
I'm not Irish.
I am kind of. I mean, there were a lot of
Irish. It used to be if it was green, you just wore green. Now people can say, I don't want to appropriate the Irish culture.
Oh, my God.
I haven't heard that before. I'm just as a grown man.
I didn't even know this was going to pinch me. I had no idea today was St. Patrick's Day.
You didn't?
We're not doing a live broadcast somewhere. How would I know?
There was a sign on the roadway. About being safe because it's St. Patrick's Day.
I guess I need to go get some corned beef and cabbage somewhere.
Is that what you need?
Huh?
That's how you celebrate?
To be Irish, you got to go get some corned beef and cabbage. Mm. That's Irish.
Corned beef and cabbage. I love corned beef.
Corned beef and
cabbage is the worst food
out of your mind? Cabbage is great.
It is not awful. The word great I wouldn't use.
Cabbage is fantastic.
Awful. I mean, it's fine.
Cooked cabbage, shredded cabbage. Cabbage is highly underrated.
Terrible.
Cabbage. You know who says that? Like the broccolini.
Weren't we supposed to do Gym of the Day?
Oh, yeah. Gym of the Day. Yeah. You got it?
Yeah. We'll do it on the other side.
Okay. Yes, I got it.
But first, we're going to talk about Blue Bonnet Glass. Blue Bonnet Glass is, 75 years old. Is that any good? Blue Bonnet Glass has been around for 75 years doing what they do. And what they do is they put in glass wherever you need it. Replacement windows, not a problem. You got a broken window, that's fine. Shower, wine cabinets. Listen, you're trying to sell your house. You got your bathroom, you got shower curtains, you got a tub and a shower curtain. Not good. Here's the problem. Here's the problem that we're going to see with that. No one's going to want to buy your house. That's the problem. So here's the deal. If you're looking for a great way to sell your house, you've got to remodel. You've got to upgrade. Guys, talk to your wife about this. All right. New mirrors, new glass. It makes it look a 1,000 times better. Custom glass and mirrors from that they will make it perfect for you. They do this all the time. Whatever it is, glass-wise, Bluebonnet Glass is there for you, all right? I mean, you can make your wine cabinet look unbelievable. Your conference room, perfect. Your glass railings for your stairs. Everything will look better with glass. They can frost it. They can, you know, burn it. They can make it look however it is, customize it for you and what you're looking for. You're looking to get glass. 832-508-0911. 832-508-0911 or bluebonnetglass.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We got the Zadig Jewelers gem of the day, okay? And we take
gem of the day,
the best plays,
yeah,
like Amon Thompson's two free
the
throws.
Most important, and the most important plays or some of the best plays. I don't really have anything local. We lost. We scored 12 points, our basketball team. However, there was a team who won, and they are Zadig's gem of the day.
It's the gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. It's Zadig Jewelers' gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. Zadig Jewelers' gem of the day.
Listen how loud that is. Roll it back to at the strikeout. Listen how loud. Tell me the last time you've heard something this loud on TV. Listen to this. How many fans were there? 195,000 fans? That is so loud. And it, by the way, it wasn't all Venezuela.
Right.
There was at least 150 Italians there probably. Like the amount of people who actually watch baseball in Italy.
Thank God Venezuela won.
Pasta
eaters. It would have been America versus America.
Yeah, well, they should have deemed it USA versus Italy America.
You know what you should be able to do? You get to pick two players from any other team in your continent. Two players from any other team in your continent to add to your team. From another.
Do we get to protect some players?
Like a
draft?
Well,
expansion draft?
You should. Major League Baseball probably would like to protect all their players. Once they're out there, like, whew.
No, I mean, keep these people from grabbing them from my team. That's what I mean.
No, you're out. You can't. You know, I'm sorry, Dominican Republic. You don't have any say-so here. I'm sure it'd just be a bunch of DR players. Who would we get? The Canadians from Mexico, Canada? I guess we'd get Canadians. Who are the best players on Mexico and Canada?
Randy or Rosarena?
Yeah, no one knows.
Yeah, Rosarena.
It's impossible to know.
I just gave you one.
Get a Rosarena. Well, he killed the Astros when he wasn't even in.
Shea? Gilgeous Alexander?
No, it's a different
sport. Are we doing basketball and baseball here?
Oh, no. I just see the only Canadian. He's the only Canadian I know. Other than Corey Connors, golfer.
There's an outfielder for the A's who made all those spectacular plays. Clark? Is that his last name?
Oh, yeah.
He's a Canadian.
He's a defensive. By the way,
Clark, I think.
Okay, so you said something really controversial in the first segment, and no one called you out on it. You said you'd almost rather Venezuela win this instead of America.
No, I would rather Venezuela wins.
Instead of America.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because we'll go, if America wins, you know what we'll do?
We'll act like it's the greatest thing that's ever happened if we win. And if we lose, just like, we don't care about world.
No, we
don't care about baseball. We care about hockey.
We won't.
We're the biggest hockey.
See.
Apparently, we're the biggest hockey country in the world right now.
You're wrong about that. We won't care like it's the biggest thing in the world.
Why?
Because we haven't cared about it yet.
Well, we cared about hockey.
Well, we care about hockey.
Why?
Because we care
about. We don't care about baseball?
Because we're not the best in hockey. So when we win, we were like, whoa, we beat them. Ah, we beat your ass.
Apparently, we're not the best in baseball either. Yes. We never win this.
That's right. True.
But we don't care about it.
But
then, trust me, if we win, it's going to be USA. On your timeline, it's just going to be filled up with USA. Just like it did after we beat Mexico. Or we beat Canada. What are you talking about? That's all I saw on my timeline after we beat Canada in baseball.
Not me.
I saw a ton. I have a more patriotic timeline than you. I don't know what to tell you.
That has been
known
for a while.
You just have fights and booty girls. I have patriots. True patriots on my timeline, I guess.
John has degeneracy on his timeline.
Yeah.
That's not true.
You have rodeo fights, people getting wigs pulled off. I have people
that
are saying, USA, USA. Because that's all I saw. I'm like, oh, baseball. Oh, USA just beat Canada. Cool.
If you win in hockey, people care.
Okay? Oh, okay.
But not in
baseball. If you win a championship in baseball.
We're the Yankees of baseball.
What's the last time?
We don't win this tournament. We're all the Yankees because of Dominicans. The only reason that Astros won are a bunch of Latin American players. What are you talking about?
We're not led by Americans.
No.
Oh, Alex Bregman?
Cubans.
All right,
Christian
Carlos
Javier.
Correa.
What part of Connecticut is Christian Javier from?
George Springer.
Springer. He's German.
No, he's Connecticut.
Altuve.
He's really assimilated
Javier
now.
Javier threw
though.
A no-hitter. Jose Altuve's Venezuelan. The guy who hit the home run to one it all was Cuban. Stop. Machete, the best defensive catcher in the history of the game.
Oh, Ryan Pressly. What? Maybe Ryan Pressly is
USA,
an American.
USA, that's our point.
It's Hunter Brown doesn't get more America.
Hunter Brown big in 2022?
It's exactly what we're talking about.
Doesn't matter.
Fromber.
All I'm saying is we won't care. You know what? Venezuela will care.
Now, I do agree with you.
They'll care more.
That if, now we're going to really care if we win. You're going to see America and all
that's
this
true.
Stuff. Same thing with the hockey.
Conquering heroes.
But if the USA loses, it will not be as big a deal as if Venezuela loses.
It's like us with the Olympics with basketball. If we lose, we're like, what the? What's happened to our basketball in the USA? We win. We're supposed to.
Yeah, but
we were supposed to win.
But no, that's legitimately. You can't make the same point. I mean, you have a handful of international players. You legitimately can field like the Dominicans, the Venezuelans, the Puerto Ricans. Like these are monsters on these teams. There's a bunch of great players.
Guess what? In basketball now. There's a lot of great Euros.
There's a handful. You could put a team of you could put a team of 10. But baseball requires a lot more than 10.
No, I mean, could you put together an all-star team of Dominican Republic players? You can't do that for the Serbians. You get one guy plus some guys
in the
NBA.
Yeah, that's true. You'd have to take all of the international. How many Greek players would you get?
One.
Two?
One.
No, Thanos would have to play, or Thanos, or what was his name?
Thanasis.
Yeah, he'd have to play, too.
Well, guess what? He's one of their best players.
I don't know that.
That's the point. Basketball's not the same.
I'm not even sure he's one of their best players.
I know. I'm sure people in Greek would be like, if they heard you say that. Well, I assume Greek sounds like that.
Yeah. Well.
However the Greek sounds.
Vasily. Vasily, he would play.
Spanoulis?
Spanoulis.
Like 46.
Oh, they still love Spanoulis.
He's like 46.
Still love Spanoulis.
Because he went back because he couldn't hack it.
Yeah.
Throwing a ball seven rows up in the Toyota Center. Stop it, Vasily Spanoulis.
Oh, we didn't even mention. Oh, we got a break. One of the biggest trades in NFL history.
Oh, well, you guys are late to that because as soon as it happened, I got a call from Keith.
You did? I imagine you did.
He was like, man, what do you think? I won't give it
He's
away.
He's mad at us because he said he sat on hold for 45 minutes the other day because Dell put him on hold and didn't put his name up there.
I did put him up there. You could see him.
No. Like right now, there's no name up
there. There's no name.
It says Lori, but it's grayed out.
Well, no, we can't
it's
see it.
It's grayed out. We can't see it.
How are we supposed to go to it?
I didn't do that.
Lori, is that...
I don't know which.
Is that an Eric?
That's a female.
Is that an Eric call?
I don't know.
So,
I didn't answer
still,
it.
Females go to the front of the list.
Okay. Females always go to the front of the list.
Yeah.
But first. Woo!
Well, the guy who goes to the front of the list for me is Sean. I saw Sean's brother selling some furniture yesterday. He was doing TV. Those two brothers are extremely successful. And Greenlight Offer is, he brings that same energy to the table, but with buying your home. You know, it's no obligation cash offers are made 24 hours or less. You go online at greenlightoffer.com. There's no repairs. There's no fees. There's no showings of your home. You simply sell your home to Greenlight Offer. They make you a fair offer. You can choose if you want to accept it or not. And Greenlight Offer is not going to be for everyone, but for a lot of people, Greenlight Offer is your best option. And I'll tell you why. If your house is really, really beat down and it needs a lot of work to be able to be sales ready, or maybe you're someone who is leaving the city soon and you need to relocate and you need to sell that home for the money to relocate, maybe you inherited a property in a will and you don't want to keep the property, you want cash, but you don't want all the hassle that comes with it, let Greenlight Offer come in and they take care of everything. All the heavy lifting, they'll do it. They just get your money. Closing is on average 7 to 10 days, so it doesn't take long to close. And you have to do very, very little. They do all the work. Get your no obligation cash offer in 24 hours or less. Just go to the website, greenlightoffer.com, fill out the information, click get my offer today, and find out what your home could be worth within the next week to 2 weeks. It could be that quick. Greenlightoffer.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. All right, we got calls, so we're going to get to them. Because what we do, shortest wait times in the industry right here on ESPN 97.5. This show, not the other shows. We see somebody on the board and we go to them, like Lori. Lori is here. And women always go to the front of the line. So if you're a female, because we're gentlemen, we put you at the front of the line. What's going on, Lori?
Hi, guys. Is it time to fire the Rockets coach? Also, I should be allowed to wear my Daisy Dukes to the rodeo. I used to work at Tight Ends in Webster. Plus, have you seen some of the outfits these women performers are wearing on stage at the rodeo? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah.
Did Eric type that into your notes on your phone? Did you read it right off the
notes?
It is
remarkable that her tone is exactly the same as Eric's. Like, there's not really a conversation. They have Eric, much like her, has
you
stuff
start
to say.
With a fake. Is it time to replace the Rockets coach? Also, I worked at Tight Ends, which she did,
and it's the Webster location, the one that Eric
it's always
mentions.
The same one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's remarkable. Like, they, I don't know why they don't even switch it up a little.
She wants to wear her Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, he's got a bit.
No, okay. But if you want to sell it, like Lori isn't connected to Eric. Give us a little bit.
No. He doesn't. He wants it to be connected. He wants y'all to know that he's out there working. He's out there. What's
for those
doing?
Who don't know,
he's scheming. He's working. He's doing.
He's scheming. For those who don't know, the rodeo has a new dress code mid-rodeo. They're enforcing this.
No Daisy Dukes.
No more Hoochie Mama pants. You may end up having to go home. One person online wrote, "The rodeo is a family-friendly event. People should not be walking around with their kids and husbands around women who are leaving little to nothing to the imagination. It's a rodeo, not a strip club." I like how they said they should not be walking around with their kids. It's usually just kids. This one said with their kids and husbands walking around these hoochie-ass, hoe-ass women wearing nothing when I, you know, damn well I have to wear my clothes. That's why. That's what. Well, that's how I read that.
John would say the person writing that is someone he wouldn't want to see in those shorts.
No, there's a reason she doesn't want.
There's a reason she mentioned her husband.
Because husband's looking over there. Yeah.
It is. It's a weird. Gen Z is a weird generation too. Like they're having less relations, right, than anybody.
And yet it's not. They care more. Like
they care more, and they also will wear whatever. Like it's. It seems like you can. I've seen people in that like that young generation. They do stuff less than any generation, by the way, by a mile, and yet they dress like...
Right. Back in my day, when a woman dressed provocatively, she was looking for something.
Jeez.
He
had to have known. He had to have known what he was doing. I could tell on his face he knew what he was about to do.
Back in my
that
day.
That is actually... And see, that's what... And if that was a murder, you'd be this could be death penalty because that was premeditated.
It's true though. It's funny because it's true.
I don't know that it is true.
It is true.
I mean, you are one
easy,
man.
Easy, Bob Knight. Slow down.
Yeah, wow, she was looking for something.
Easy, Bobby Knight. Oof.
She was advertising her wares.
It is true. Like, and if you, and if anyone,
well, now you advertise your wares and you go,
no,
you can't buy it.
What's
you
true?
You can't have it.
Well, yeah.
Well,
they have. I mean, they have agency.
Yeah, they should have agency. But
you can't have it. In fact, no, you can't have it, sir.
Well,
hey, eyes up here.
Well,
you don't you
why
lose
you got the headlights
don't
out
you
then?
Lose
why I'm, you're blinding me with your headlights and yet
there are some outfits where you can't say like the eyes up here stuff doesn't really I don't feel like that makes
no
total sense right now with the thing but
John anyway. You mentioned LED taillights. Do they cost like replacing two? Would they cost as much as LED
no.
headlights?
No. No, LED headlights are more expensive.
They're still more expensive?
Still more
okay,
expensive.
Well, get divorced and tell me.
Do what?
Get divorced and tell me. Because then when you replace those.
That's what I'm saying. The headlights are more expensive.
Oh, than the tail lights.
Yeah,
then oh, yeah, you're right.
More expensive?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
No, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Let's get Hayden in here. What's up, Hayden?
Gentlemen, hope y'all are doing well this morning down there in hometown H-Town. Hope y'all are warm because I got to deal with 24 degrees up here in Lubbock.
No, it was 37 this morning. We got
yeah,
but it's
warming up.
Yeah, I'll get to 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad up here. I heard y'all talking about the draft talk earlier, talking about swarm guys, and I heard Lance mention our Texas Tech Red Raider, Jacob Rodriguez. He is a – we love him up here. Being a Texans fan, I was wanting to see, is there any way that the Texans look into him, given that they already have Aziz and they already have Toto? Or is he already a Dallas Cowboy? I feel like he's definitely somebody that Jerry would look at, and I think it's already written. I think it's written in the law that he's going to be a Dallas Cowboy. But wanted to know what y'all thought, seeing that he's going to be a day two pick. Don't think we would take him at 38, but maybe we, you know, see if he drops towards the later second, early third, and I would definitely love to buy a Texans Jacob Rodriguez jersey. But I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Yeah, Cowboys actually could be a team that make a little sense for him. But, yeah, I don't see him 28 and 38. If they looked at linebacker, 28 and 38 could be a different player if they were to look at linebacker, which would surprise a lot of people. But, no, I can't see Jacob Rodriguez being a Texan.
No.
I think D'Amico would like him, but I don't see him being a Texan.
No, they got too many – too many needs. Of course, if he's the best football player available, that's what Nick says. Best football player. Don't care.
I don't
care.
Think he will be the best football player available.
Don't care about the position. And yet they keep drafting off offensive linemen. I don't know. It seems to be there's a lot of what we need, we draft thing going on. But not according to Nick.
And wide receivers last year. You needed wide receivers and you drafted wide receivers. Right. Imagine that. It's the best player available at position of need. Yep. He likes to leave out the last part because he wants to make it as wide open as possible. Everybody, every GM does this. There's no GM says, we're just drafting needs.
Damn it.
Nobody.
The Lakers game is another 8:30 game tomorrow night? Damn you, ESPN.
Why are we catering to L.A.? Do they ever make any of their games 7 o'clock Central?
Wow, I'm supposed to go. It's JT's birthday tomorrow. I'm taking him to the game. And look at this.
Do what I do. Leave it half.
Well, he ain't going to leave it
happy
half.
Birthday. Here's your half. Uber
dang
home,
it.
JT.
What are you doing?
Uber home, JT.
Nice job, ESPN.
I mean, both games have to be 8:30. Come on.
Right. And the rest of them are all. No, it's
you
an ESPN have, second game. That's
yeah,
why.
But you don't have to go fourth quarter, though.
But
you already know there's not really going to be a lot of scoring in the fourth quarter.
Did you see Kevin Durant's fourth quarter?
It was terrible. His whole second half. He scored 2 points.
Kevin Durant in the second half. 2 points, and he scored it with 30 seconds left when the game was over.
Mm-hmm.
Six turnovers, 1 for 5 field goals.
Wait. Six turnovers? Six. I thought he had four.
Six.
He had six?
Six.
In the fourth quarter?
No, in the second half.
Oh, okay. Four, yeah, I think he had four in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Kevin Durant, the Rockets had 17 turnovers in the second half yesterday. That's junior high stuff. That's like 10 kids running after the ball all at the same time type stuff. That's terrible. Janky. 17 turnovers in one half. What are we doing? That's awful. Stop playing into this. I mean, they're just becoming a meme at this point with the lack of ball handling. This whole month has been terrible. Their turnover ratio is the worst in the league this month. They got to get out of that. They got to get better at this.
But Kevin Durant had zero, zero care for the ball yesterday. He did not care where he was throwing it. Oh, my God. It was awful. That was awful. I mean, he was so flagrant and flagrantly bad with the basketball. Wow. Just zero, zero care. 901 ESPN 97.5 7137803776, the number to get in with us. You right now talk a little Taqueria Serranos, and then we'll get back to some calls.
Yeah, Taqueria Serranos, love. One of the things I love about them is just the basic, believe it or not, one of the basic things I love is just the street tacos. Big, big fan of the street tacos. I've got a location that I go to that is near my home, and that's a go-to for lunch. Number one, I can get tacos after the show's over, so it makes it a lot easier for me, the location off of Gulfton. But, you know, find a location that you love. They got breakfast, they got lunch, they've got dinner. They've got authentic Mexican favorites, authentic Mexican food. It's not Tex-Mex. This is authentic Mexican food with really good prices as well. The price point is very, makes it very, very affordable, where some of the other restaurants have just gone completely out of control. At Taqueria Serranos, you can experience their food, like I said, for any of the three meals. You can stop in for kind of a happy hour after work and go post up at the bar, get the bar menu. They have separate bar menus at most of the locations. They'll put whatever sporting events you want on right there at the bar, so you and your friends can post up, watch games. You might find a location you love for March Madness as well, where you want to watch at. And we're going to have watch parties come World Cup time at locations. So we'll have more information for you then, but we're planning on throwing some blowouts at one of the locations on a couple different nights. So we'll make sure and let you know that. If you are looking for authentic food at great prices, authentic Mexican food, go to TaqueriaSerranos.com and find a location nearest you.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.